If you enjoy this podcast, then subscribe to catch all future episodes.
The weather there looks better than ours.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I'm in sunny California over here.
What, are you in your car, are you? Are you in the car?
No. This is my apartment.
Are you?
No, I'm just kidding. It's my car. Yeah.
I can't make out the background.
I actually got stuck. I one of my other meetings ran late, so I ended up getting stuck in my car. But, hopefully this works. I got good service, right?
Yeah, good. All good, mate. Good to see you. What's happening? How's COVID over there?
It's weird, man. A lot of stuff's closed down, of course. You know, you can't really do much around the city, but, making it work somehow, still creating content. Of course, being safe about it. But, it's definitely quite weird, you know.
Has it given you a chance to write more?
You know what it is? It's actually challenged my creativity even more. Like now I have to really think of ideas where, you know, I can't utilize a bunch of people. I can't utilize a bunch of locations. I try to shoot everything at one spot rather than, you know, traveling around and getting all these different locations and scenes. So, it's kind of put me in this box, but at the same time, you know, looking at it on a positive note, I've been able to really, you know, test my creativity and, be able to pump out different types of content.
What kind of car is it?
What kind of car is this? It's a BMW.
Is that? It just looks it. Yeah, okay. How was Dubai?
You said, how was Dubai?
Yeah.
I was actually in Dubai quite a long time ago. I think it was like a year and a half ago. It was amazing. I posted something. I posted something not too long ago saying I was in Dubai, but I actually wasn't. I just had nothing else to post. It was just a throwback picture. But I was there a year and a half ago, and man, I love Dubai. It's actually one of my favorite. I think it is my favorite place I've ever traveled to.
What were you doing there? Were you working or holidaying? I've just come back from there. I lived there for a while. I've just come back.
Oh wow! Yeah, I was there for F1 in Abu Dhabi.
So brilliant. I was there.
Yeah, and I went with a buddy of mine, King Batch. We went to go watch Lewis Hamilton. Of course, you know. He's amazing. He won, he wins every race. And then I linked up with a few other of my friends. I don't know if you know Just Sewell and some of those guys who also create on social media. And then we were in Dubai for like 3 days after we left Abu Dhabi, and we got to shoot a bunch of content. We got to walk through the mall. We didn't make it through the whole mall because it's so big, but we definitely got to check out some of the sites, and it was just an amazing time. Just great place, great vibes, great people.
Tell us about Just Sewell. What's he like?
Man, this guy is hilarious. It's tough to keep a straight face around him. He's great. He's a hilarious guy. His manager and also his partner, Saeed, was there as well. And he's a really cool guy. And just great people. Hilarious. We got to shoot like 3 or 4 funny videos that ended up going super viral after we posted it. So those guys are great. They actually just moved to Dubai. So I've been planning on making a trip to go visit the boys.
Brilliant. You say you like the Grand Prix. What about the gridiron, the football? Were you ever going to be a footballer? Were you good enough?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about soccer or are you talking about football? I know you guys call it.
Talk about football. Different. Talking about your football. Defensive back.
Yeah. So, man, I used to be way bigger. I used to be like 215 pounds. I weigh 180 now, if I'm lucky. But, man, I used to love football. I grew up playing it. Of course, the aspirations to play in the NFL. It didn't quite work out for me, but it turns out that, I ended up acting and creating my own content, which is something, you know, if it came down to it, I'd pick that over football any day. So I'm happy it worked out like that. But, you know, at the time I was like, damn, I want to make it to the NFL and I want to do this and that. And, things didn't quite go my way. But, you know, looking back, good thing they didn't.
Where did you come up with the ideas? Do you sit around, do you have pals, or is it all down to you?
So I'm a people watcher. I like to watch people. I'll go I'll go out and I'll just see what people are doing, and I write in my notes, and then I write all these things in my notes, and a lot of times I'll just jot stuff down that doesn't even make sense. And when I go back, I'm like, why the hell did I write this? I don't even know what this means. But I'll go back and I'll pick the ideas I like, or of whatever I saw or whatever I thought was funny. And then I'll write out the whole sketch. And then once I write it out, I will, of course, you know, get all the locations, the props, the actors, the actresses, and go and shoot it. But that's kind of my process.
Where does the humor come from? Is it from the family? I mean, you've got three sisters. They must have battered you.
Oh, yeah, definitely from them. I got a lot of ideas from them. I did this one video one time where it's girls who do their makeup in the car. Growing up, my sister, she would do about... Did I lose you? You see me?
Don't worry, you're back. You're back. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah, sorry. Someone's calling me. Growing up, you know, my sisters would do their makeup in the car while they're driving, like blow drying, doing all this crazy stuff. So I actually came up with one of those ideas from that. And that video did like crazy numbers. But yeah, just everyday life. My sisters, my friends, just random people, just watching people, you know. I'm always watching people.
What kind of reaction do you get from sort of Hollywood? Tribes, obviously. I've tried everywhere to watch Tribes. All I've seen is, I can't find it anywhere. I'm dying to see it. It's had amazing reviews, hasn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, we're in consideration right now. So, you know, with the rules of the Academy, I don't believe it's allowed to be put out anywhere. It was online previously running at LA Short Film Festival, but of course they had to take it down and kind of rip it off the internet everywhere else. But hopefully, you know, when everything's settled, we can put it back online, or it'll be available somewhere for sure. But yeah, you know, I think right now we're in a like breaking point in Hollywood where social media is kind of breaking into traditional Hollywood. And it's tough to kind of say how the industry looks at it. You know, of course, for me, I want to create more traditional projects. I want to make longer form things. And I've just been using my social media, my Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok to, you know, be that vehicle to get me there.
Everybody knows you. Everybody knows you sort of in Hollywood film, in the film industry as well. But does something like Tribes, do they go, blooming heck, he can do that. He can act. He can be a little bit more serious.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of the goal with what I had in mind when I put that out there. You know, the things I create on social media, you know, it's a specific format that I know works, right? It's a specific type of acting, especially, you know, when you're scrolling through Instagram, you only have like 3-4 seconds to grab someone's attention before they keep scrolling, right? So the acting and everything just has to be bigger. Rather, when you do a longer piece, you know, you could be more grounded and you can, you know, play it more real rather than such sketch, like loud movements type of things. And I don't really get to portray that, of course, because, you know, the majority of my content is going on socials. So it was cool to show a different side of acting, you know, when I did that piece. And I'm looking forward to doing way more.
Working with the likes of Hannah Stocking, Lele Pons, my daughter, my 13-year-old's going, oh my God, I've watched everything. Dad, look at this. Look at, so we've been sort of rolling around the floor laughing at you all afternoon. But eventually it must be, it's like a means to it, or is it a means to an end, or is that it?
Oh, you know, I love creating on the internet, and you know, the greatest thing about it is just instant feedback. There's so many people who tune in, and you know, sometimes that 1-2 minutes of watching my video might be an escape for that person, whatever they're going through in real life. And I get messages like that all the time. So, you know, I'm never going to stop putting out content. That's something that I always do regardless of what happens, you know, with my traditional projects and things of that nature. But, you know, creating short videos is what I love to do, and it's affecting a lot of people, so it's something that I'll continue doing no matter what.
It's not just the script though, it's the visual gags as well, isn't it? I mean, you're setting sort of like a foundation for yourself, maybe, okay, acting, but even from the other side of the camera as well, I guess, down the line.
Yeah, it's a lot of times people just see the end result, but like, you know, I buy a lot of stuff. I buy a lot of stuff from Home Depot. And then after I finish using it for my video, I go and return it. They actually banned me at Home Depot because I actually was renting stuff from there for like 2 years and I never kept anything. Everything was returned the next day. I was renting like toilets. I was renting lawnmowers, all this crazy stuff. And I remember the manager at Home Depot was like, hey, you can't come back here anymore. So now I just go to Lowe's. It's a different warehouse. It's a different hardware store.
What do you want to do?
Long term?
Yeah.
Biggest comedic actor, writer, and director in the world.
Hero?
I got a couple. I mean, someone I really look up to is someone like Adam Sandler. You know, what he's done in the movie space, you know, with producing and acting and making his own things. Judd Apatow is another guy, you know, legendary comedy director. So, you know, guys like that, you know, I look up to. Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, of course. I was a huge fan of Dave Chappelle's show. So, you know, just these big comedy legends, or, you know, I look up to all of them and hope to, you know, be in that conversation one day.
Do you get sent stuff? Do your agents send you stuff through to look at?
What do you mean by stuff, like scripts and things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing auditions, and I'm definitely getting like some scripts sent here and there, but more so focusing on my own project, you know. Doing social media is literally a full-time job, you know. I don't get a break. So constantly have to post every day. I don't miss a day of posting, no matter what. And I'm posting on various platforms. So just that alone has had me swamped. And I'm trying to, you know, open up the little bit of free time I do have, you know, to focus more on traditional projects. And that's how I got Tribes done. And I got a few other things in the works. So, you know, taking baby steps and just trying to figure out how to, you know, maximize my time most efficiently. So I'm learning over here.
How'd you relax?
What's that? I don't know. I don't relax, man. I'm always working. But the good thing about what I do is it doesn't feel like a job. It's amazing, and I'm constantly having fun. So I really don't relax. If you look at my eyes, I barely sleep. I usually wake up around like 5 a.m. every day, and then I don't go to bed till like 2:33. So that's kind of the schedule I'm on. But I drink a lot of coffee, so...
Yeah, same me. It's killing me. We're English. We're drinking the tea. Hey, listen, you know what? I don't want to keep you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. We're going to watch your career with great interest. Keep on posting, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Hopefully I make it out there when this pandemic's over. I always wanted to go out there and visit and maybe try some of the coffee.
We look forward to seeing you.
All right. Sounds good. I'll let you know when I'm out there.
Good man. Take it easy, pal.
All right. Peace out.